Happy Friendships Day! Especially if you think you're a bad friend. Don't stay in touch because you hide in your own cozy hole. That sounded awful, but you know what I mean. In short, if you're like me feeling terrible about yourself this Friendships Day, today's podcast is for you. It has been so long that I've almost forgotten how to use a mic. I have been traveling physically and not astrally, just clearing that up because it is a very real possibility as we all have learned from our past two or three episodes. Yeah, so I've been traveling, seeing the world, meeting people even though I hate that, trying quite hard to interact like a normal human being. In all of this, resetting myself according to the standard bar of normalcy, I hardly kept in touch with my friend, aka the other bitter cow, Bitterina. I would like to think she was busy as hell too with her medical school, exams, poking fingers in the dried butts of grey cadavers, side-eyeing that hot Cormac McLagan clone in her class, you know, all that regular med school stuff. My brain is so weird that I know I should stay in touch with the most important people in my life, and Bitterina is certainly one of the very few. But my anxiety gets the best of me and I end up procrastinating on the whole phone call thing. I have no idea why that is such a big deal for me. I feel really horrible afterwards but end up doing nothing about it. It's a mystery really why my brain works that way. I feel like a shitty friend. If you do that to your friends and your friends totally get it, you are one lucky child of Satan. I want to apologize to my BFF Bitterina for being weird, but I also know in my heart that we both love each other for exactly who we are. It doesn't mean we suck up crap from each other and don't motivate each other to become better and happier. We just keep each other in line without becoming a helicopter friend. And I think that's a remarkable art. Trust me when I say that I've had my share of helicopter friends and they give me the worst anxiety ever. Their phone calls and conversations start with complaining about how shitty of a friend you are and how you never call and blah, blah, blah. And instead of just understanding that, you know, you or your brain are going through some shit which is hard to explain in words. And even if you try to explain, it sounds like a lame excuse and it makes you go down that spiral of believing that you really are a shitty friend and person. Not that great for your mental health, I must add. I can't say for sure what is right or wrong, but I really believe that a friend makes you feel comfortable and safe and you make her feel the same. Even when you're arguing or disagreeing over something, you're totally comfortable and feel free to speak your mind in that safe space that your friendship has created. I think that's really important. And that is the true friendship I want. Happy Friendships Day to everybody. Love you.